It's good to be back on this beautiful Lord's Day. What a beautiful opportunity it is to continue worshiping God together and surely building up our faith in Him and also in one another. This series of studies on spiritual maturity is really a very important lesson, I think, because it helps us understand our part in making sure that our salvation is possible. This morning we started our study by recalling spiritual birth and how important that is in becoming a Christian. But then we also talked about our God and trusting God and waiting on God to fulfill His promises. The word patience come to mind, but also faith and trust and assurance come to mind. Because all of these words, they are not just words that say something about salvation, but it instructs and encourages us to do those things that are right in the sight of God. But our lesson tonight is probably one that seems out of place to some, because gratitude is something that is not very common. Oh, we talk about it, and we may even once in a while say thank you. But in this particular field of study, I want you to know that it is a very sensitive topic. And when I say sensitive, I mean that it is a dear subject to parents and grandparents. I need to get that off my chest right here at the very beginning. Because you know what I'm talking about when I say that as parents, we teach our children to say thank you. And to say it again, thank you. And make sure that when grandma and grandpa come by the house and they bring you something, remember to say, thank you. And we do that. And let me tell you right now, there is nothing wrong with doing that. Well, I said the word wrong. that kicked it off again. But that's okay. Let's go ahead and erase the distraction. I was telling Brother Gordon that I carry my notes with me. Believe me, I don't do like some preachers. They preach from the PowerPoint and then it goes out and it's out.
Sorry.
Okay, that's all right. It's my Spanish that's turning it off, I think. But let me tell you here that gratitude is much more than saying thank you. And it's also much more than sending a thank you card to someone. Now, wait a minute. Don't go home and say, don't send Brother Amador a card because he's, you know what he said about it. I didn't say that. I'm saying it's more than sending someone a thank you card. And gratitude surely is more than observing Thanksgiving Day. Now, watch what I'm fixing to say also. It is much more than giving thanks to God in prayer. It involves a whole lot of other things that some of us may have forgotten. For example, and I had a list of things that I wanted you to see here, that there is plenty of room for gratitude. There are several songs in our song book But I want to recall song number 686. And if you want to look at it, that's fine. Because this song is titled, Salvation Has Been Brought Down. Beautiful song. And what it teaches here is, here we have everything coming down from heaven. Everything that was planned by God. The coming of Christ, the death of Christ. Salvation has been brought down. Tell it. Announce it. Pass it along. Because all of these things have come upon us from heaven. How beautiful a song it is, and how touching it is. I wonder at times, and especially the songs that we sang tonight, whether the authors of these songs had any idea, really, the impression they would make in our lives, the courage that they would build in us to do those things that are right and to be moved by the words of these songs that are biblical, that are right, that are correct, that are inspiring. And it speaks about those beautiful things that God has done. The love of God, the mercy of God, the goodness of God, the coming of Christ, the universal gospel going out towards the world, how God desires all men to be saved, and how the church was established, and how we can have a clean heart as Christians, and surely, as we talked this morning, the hope of salvation. These are just a few of the things that come to mind that have come down from heaven. Are we thankful? Now, let us go further and talk briefly about thankfulness. The scripture that comes to mind every time that this word comes to my mind is Psalms 100. And I know that you have read that many times, but let us read it again. Let's get our feelings together. Let's get our minds together and listen to this beautiful psalm, Psalm 100. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Do you see how he brings all of these thoughts together and expresses a desire that all men thank God for what he has done for us? And there are many other psalms, there are many other scriptures in the Old Testament that point towards how we ought to feel thankful towards God. Let us go now to the New Testament, to Luke chapter 17. And here we have another good example of biblical thankfulness. Luke chapter 17, and you're familiar with the 10 lepers that were cleansed. What a beautiful illustration this is as to how the master was moved to mercy and compassion. And he tells these men how they could become clean. And they were. But you know what happened? You know exactly what happened. That after these 10 men were cleansed from leprosy, one of them, out of the 10, only one of them returned, the scripture says, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. Even our children and grandchildren hear these, these beautiful examples in Bible class as to how such an impression is left on their minds that out of 10 men that were so blessed, only one of them returned to give thanks to Jesus for what he did. What a beautiful thought, and what a beautiful example that even our children can understand. Go with me now to Colossians chapter 3. And here in Colossians, and probably you've read, I'm more than sure that you have read in your studies and at home and even here in the congregation in our studies as a church, you've read these scriptures, but probably overlooked what he says in these words. Colossians chapter 3, beginning with verse 15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, in which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. You see that? We've read all of these other verses, but sometimes we overlook something so simple as that. Look at verse 16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Notice, giving thanks to God the Father through him. And we read these verses, and sometimes we read them and apply them correctly, make the proper application, but we overlook so simple of an instruction, and be thankful. Giving thanks to God. There are so many other scriptures that we can consider in our study this evening. But you know, as I know, that there has to be a fly in the ointment. When we talk about thanksgiving, we talk about gratitude, there is such a thing as ingratitude. Ingratitude is a real danger to maturity. It is a terrible danger to maturity. And we are reminded that this want of gratitude, that this unthankfulness, this particular state of being ungrateful is terrible. And it is our enemy as we try to mature and grow in the faith. Go with me to Romans chapter 1. Because here you get a clear picture of the terrible impact of an unthankful heart. If you want to know what it means to be unthankful, I urge you to keep this in mind. Read Romans chapter 1, beginning with verse 18, and read it all the way down to verse 32 at the end of chapter 1. And here you get a clear picture of what happens when people do not give thanks to God. It's terrible, because what you see here is ungodliness. You see sins against God, our Creator. God is not honored. You hear and you read about futile minds. You read about fools. You read about people that have exchanged God's glory and truth. And you read about how they worship and serve the creature instead of the Creator. And Paul says that this comes from people that were not thankful. Look at verse 21. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools, and etc. What was the motivating factor here? Unthankful. Ungrateful. Ingratitude. That's what he talks about here. But he also speaks of unrighteousness. Look at verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. These people that he talks about, people that were not thankful, they were unrighteous. They were committing sins against humanity. And he points towards impurity, how they dishonored their own bodies, how they exchanged the natural relations, and how they encouraged others to sin. Where does this come from, Paul? Ungrateful. Unthankful. And then when you go to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, all of those first five verses warns about the coming of people that were ungrateful. And he talks about these because they are lovers of self. So they, you see men and women that were committing sins against themselves. And again, what was the motivating factor? Ungrateful. Unthankful. So you see here, by these scriptures, the terrible impact of an unthankful heart. Can I suggest something? That we make time to analyze our own situation. As we look forward to growing into maturity and even maintaining, maybe there are people in the audience that have reached that maturity in their faith, in their life as Christians. Maintaining that relationship, maintaining that maturity, maintaining that faithfulness, persevering. You are set in your ways. You know you want to go to heaven. You know that you expect God to fulfill his promise because you're giving it all. Keep in mind the need to be thankful, because that is terribly important. I want us now, as I bring this lesson to a conclusion this afternoon, I want you to notice some other scriptures that not only talk about the blessings that we have, but I want you to notice how nearly each one of them has something to say about being thankful. First of all, Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1, beginning with verse 12. And notice here at the very beginning, Paul tells the Colossian brethren, giving thanks to the Father. You see how it begins? Giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. How? Giving thanks to the Father. So simple. But yet it involves an appreciation that is sincere because of the blessings that come from heaven. Stay there in Colossians. Go now to chapter 2. I told you there's so many of them that touch on this very particular issue. Chapter 2, look at verses 6 and 7. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with what? Thanksgiving. Not only have a little bit of it, he says, abounding. Have all the thanksgiving you can muster up. Because why? Because you have received Christ Jesus. You walk in him. You are rooted and built up in him, established in his faith. You have been taught. Be thankful. Notice also to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. There's several verses here, but look at verse 28 and 29. He says, therefore, let us be grateful. Look at that. Let us therefore be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. And thus let us offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. What should motivate us to worship God? What should bring us here on the Lord's Day? What should bring us tomorrow and every night that we will be meeting here this week? What should be the motivating factor here? Thanksgiving. The multiple blessings, the generous blessings that God has bestowed upon us, that should be the motivating factor that will help us as we grow into maturity and as we become faithful and as we endure and we really stand up and are counted in our faith in God. I trust that this lesson will serve to remind us about the beauty of being thankful and how important it is, because it sustains us. It keeps us in the way. It keeps us focused. It keeps our thoughts in deep appreciation for the things that God has done for us. Tomorrow night, growing into maturity reflected by our communication. That's the lesson for tomorrow night, because this is also one of the lessons that we need to consider as we continue our life, our journey into heaven. If you're not a Christian, you're missing it all. If you're an unfaithful Christian, you're missing it all. And what an opportunity it is for you tonight, if you're ready to obey the gospel, to show to the Lord how grateful you are for the things that he has